Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man?
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
y'all ready,
me
man?
On
the
Twitter.
Social network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow
we
me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
hit
after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me
they
on
no
Twitter.
Ain't no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to ask me.
Hit me
yeah.
up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs save time and money through tips and strategies. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and you can find my website at kairosocial.com. That's with a K. So how is everyone doing today? Today's podcast, we're going to discuss a girlfriend's guide to social media. So to my men listeners, yeah, you can pick this up too. Okay, I just want to let y'all know, don't turn off the podcast. Now I'm joined by co-authors. This is the first time I'm doing this with actually two people. So we're going to really have a lot of fun today with Maria Bailey Benson and Latricia Woods. How are you both doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're doing great. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Yes, no problem. This is a girlfriend's guide to social media. First of all, Latricia, tell the listeners who you are and what you do.
My name is Latricia Woods. Mm-hmm. I have a public relations firm called Mahogany Zan Communications that I've had for 3 years. So I'm an entrepreneur, been in public relations for over 20 years, and I help people define their story and cultivate a message to connect with their audience.
Awesome. Awesome. And Maria?
I am Maria Bailey Benson, and I am a business professor, and I'm also an engineer. And I'm also an entrepreneur. So I wear many hats. I love social media. What I loved about owning a business was helping other small businesses. Mm. So I love what you do. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, this whole thing with Blab, you know, it just kind of reminds me of the Brady Bunch whole thing. You know, it's just all of us. You know, Maria's like looking up.
Have our squares.
Yeah, it was like, I'm a Blaboholic. You all know by now. Maria, what is one book you would recommend to the aspiring entrepreneur?
I think The E-Myth is a great book for an aspiring mm-hmm. entrepreneur, because, you know, I think a lot of times when people think about owning a business, they think about, you know, working in their business when their goal should be to work on their business and have other people working in their business, right? And The E-Myth, to me, really helps someone who's thinking about or contemplating starting a business know the difference between being, you know, a business owner and being a technician, who is somebody who actually just works in a business. Creating a job for yourself is what you don't want to do.
Yeah, right. And you, Latricia?
Well, Maria took mine. Sorry.
Great minds think alike.
Yes.
Which is funny because Maria and I are such opposites. Total opposites in every sense of the word. So it's funny that we picked the same book. So if I had to pick another one, I'm reading several, I would probably say, especially for female entrepreneurs, Lean In, because that's a great book that talks about really exercising your voice and standing up for your work and yourself and how to be a part of the conversation. I think sometimes as women, we opt out of very important conversations. And as a businesswoman, you can't afford to do that because you have to be at the table to make those opportunities happen. So I would recommend that in addition to The E-Myth.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. Have either one of you read The Dip by Seth Godin?
No, not yet.
I've read, what is it? Tribes?
Tribe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
Tribes. Yeah. Tribes is good. Check out The Dip. It's only about 70 pages, but a powerful book.
We'll do.
Yeah, most definitely. What is the biggest mistakes you see business owners make when it comes to social media? Either one of you can take it. Yeah, Maria raised her hand. So
I think one of the biggest mistakes people make as business owners is they don't sign up for Google Plus, because Google Plus as a business owner helps make your business discoverable. And so what I find is a lot of business owners will, they'll neglect that, or better yet, they'll have a Google Plus profile for themselves that was maybe created as a part of having an Android phone in the past, and they don't realize they have a Google Plus profile. So the time we work with them, I'm working with someone right now who had, I mean, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 views, and they're a real estate agent. And mm-hmm. so she had 5,000 views and an empty profile, and she spends thousands of dollars on marketing.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Google Plus. I always call it Google Plus. I guess we're going to kind of get into that in a minute, but
on Google Plus.
Yeah, let me give you a high five. Right.
There you go.
Got you. There we go. Latricia, what about you?
My biggest mistake that I see would be companies not even taking the time to be engaged or regulating their content to someone else, outsourcing their content and the content management to someone else. It's okay to bring on a person that is their expertise, especially if it isn't yours, but you still need to be a part of the conversation. You still need to know the functions of the platforms, and you still need to be in control of your content. I think a lot of times people relegate it to the relative or the child that's on social media or the intern, and they kind of turn over those responsibilities and that function to a third party to their detriment. Mm-hmm. And they miss a lot of opportunities to engage with their customers, to build that rapport with their client base, because they've relegated it to somebody who's just kind of checking the boxes as they go to say that they got it done.
Good answer. Yeah, because I had a guest on here not too long ago. I asked this question and he said, I can't stand when business owners give their responsibilities to like their nephew as far as social media, because he have a Facebook page and you know, he's like, yeah, my nephew has like a Google Plus page and a Facebook page. So I give him all the duties of marketing for me.
Right. And that's the wrong way to go.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast and you have a nephew that's doing your social media,
or your son or daughter,
or your son or daughter,
you will get your next social media results too.
Yes, yeah. Let's jump into this question since we're here. Then I know your answer, Maria, but I gotta ask you anyway. What's your favorite? And you know what? But I'll let you answer first. But yeah, because I want to say something, Maria. What is your favorite social media site?
Google Plus. And I'll say this with Google Plus. One of the things I really like about it is that Latricia and I both, we do a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And so when we're doing Google Plus and we're using events, on the backside, the person that we're sending the invite to, it comes to them in the form of a personal email. So it's not like somebody invited you, you know, via Facebook where you just get this random invite. I always get those all jacked up anyway. And then, you know, when I invite somebody to something, I use Google Plus, they'll, you know, people will see me and they'll say, oh my gosh, I forgot to respond. Thank you for the invite. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I use Google Plus. They feel like they get a personal email from me. And I think that's one of the beautiful parts of it. I think it's a great tool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Before I ask you, Latricia, I have to say this about Maria. I met, I can't remember her name, geez, but the first thing she said was, because she said, do you know Maria? I said, yeah, well, and I'm gonna have her on the podcast and stuff. And she said, yeah, you know, Maria really likes Google Plus.
That's your presentation then.
Yeah, right. She didn't say anything else about you. You know, we talked about the book and stuff, but the first thing she said was, Maria, I like Google Plus. She was like,
I do, I love it. And if anybody's out there with Google Plus, please have them contact Maria at Maria Benson. Maria Benson, because even in the book, and we've broke each platform in the book into two parts. And usually I lead the chapter and then Maria comes in with the how-tos. On Google Plus, I was like, I can't. I'm gonna give the chapter to Maria. I'm gonna come in here and there.
Once you get into it and you get the hang of it, you guys are going to love it as much as I do. I mean, Latricia's into it, but mm-hmm. it does so much for your discoverability, because why are you on the internet if you're not trying to be discovered, right?
Exactly. Yes, I love Google Plus. I always call Google Plus the redhead stepchild of social media, but it's okay.
Right, Sean. There you go.
Google Plus is the stuff.
Yep. One person at a time.
Yes. Latricia, what is your favorite social media site and why?
I'm Twitter.